Have you ever felt that God had given you a message for the hour, a message for the day, a message for a particular listening audience? And don't you always hope that God will give you a message that will edify, that will drive away anxieties, fears, frustrations from the hearts of those that you are speaking to? Is that not what every gospel teacher or preacher hopes that God would do in any of their meetings? People are anxious today. People are fearful. There is an uncertainty about the future, about things that are coming to pass. And the enemy of our soul would use that uncertainty in causing you much anxiety. There are many people today who travel the country over searching out these self-proclaimed prophets who would attempt to explain the book of Revelations and the book of Daniel. Everyone is curious and concerned about the future. Where in the world is our world headed? Nuclear Holocaust, global warming, scarcity of resources, a new world order under a worldwide government, a utopian paradise created by the humanistic doctrines and the modern day technology. Some people turn to astrology, psychic predictions, and many of the self-proclaimed prophets in an attempt to know the future and calm their anxieties. In these alarming times, the Bible assures us that the future, your future, my future, the future of the universe belongs to a sovereign God. The most prophetic book in the Bible is the book of Revelations. One of the things that this book is not for, God never intended for this book to be a source of confusion, a source of perplexity. In fact, the name of the book is Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we read this, we should always remember that there are some things that God does not want us to know. When the disciples wanted to know if the world was going to come to an end, and if he was at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel, he just said, "It is not for you to know." Revelations comes from a Greek word which means to uncover, to openly disclose, or to make known that which was previously hidden. This book of Revelations is an index to God's great and marvelous future. The book of Revelations does not reveal everything that's to be in our future. When we consider the future, we need to remember the great counsel of Moses. In the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, Moses told the children of Israel that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. God has revealed enough in his words to us to find forgiveness for our sins, to be able to live right, to treat our neighbor right. But the secret things belong to God. Unfortunately, many have erred in their attempt to read too much into apocalyptic symbols in a futile attempt to know all. The book of Revelation certainly pulls back the curtain to show us things to come. As we read this book, we will experience earthquakes, storms, fires, pain and joy, worship and agony. One can easily infer more from these symbolic visions that is warranted or intended. Great blunders have occurred over the years by the futile effort to unlock secrets about future events. You don't have to look for hidden meanings. They aren't there. The message is openly revealed and easy to understand. If you don't try to read more into these symbols than God intended. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com.